News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is to attend the One Planet Summit being staged in Paris, France next week. The summit will see world leaders and high-level stakeholders gather to discuss actions to address the effects of climate change, with emphasis on financial measures. A major focus of the event will be to determine how those working in public and private finance can innovate to support and accelerate efforts to address climate change. Mr. Holness says his goal at the conference will be to expand the conversation on climate change to incorporate developing financial mechanisms to help small island states build up resilience to adverse weather conditions.
Fiscal demands that unpredictable and variable weather is having on our budget, its impact is significant. And as I've said, I think it is better for us to be proactive and spend the resources on building resilience rather than on aid. I think so the conversation needs to be shifted.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the Planning Institute of Jamaica's Dialogue for Development lecture Tuesday. The Ministry of Health will be expanding its public health services in the Denhamtown community by staging weekend clinics at the Denhamtown Health Center starting this month. Primary health services to be provided include prenatal, postnatal, general medical checks, and others. The clinics are part of the social intervention services in the Denhamtown community, where a zone of special operations, ZOSO, was established on October 17.
Because one of the key areas that of concern was that even though a type 3 health center exists in Denhamtown, because of the borders, quote unquote, you never had universal access to that type 3 health center. And so one of the areas we're strengthening is the Ministry of Health now are going to begin offering weekly weekend clinics at the center for the period at least of the ZOSO.
Deputy Chairman of the ZOSO Social Intervention Committee and Managing Director of the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, Joseph Omar Sweeney. The government has tendered an apology to the people of Jamaica, particularly the residents of West Kingston, for the events surrounding the security operation in the area in May 2010.
I stand here in this honorable house to unreservedly and unequivocally apologize to the people of Jamaica for the fear and uncertainty that defined that time, as each and every Jamaican was affected in some way or the other. To all the families of those who lost loved ones or had persons injured during that period, on behalf of the government, the state, the security forces, we apologize.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness speaking in Parliament Wednesday. The apology was among 15 recommendations arising from the West Kingston Commission of Inquiry in 2016. The commission, led by Sir David Simmons, also included retired Justice Hazel Harris and University of the West Indies Professor Anthony Harriet. And the government will spend approximately $2.4 billion to widen and improve Constant Spring Road in St. Andrew. The project will see upgrades to 4 kilometers of roadway from Norbrook Drive to the intersection of Red Hills Road and Eastwood Park Road. Prime Minister Andrew Holness signed the contract Tuesday with China Harbour Engineering Company Limited to facilitate the road improvement works.
This project is critical to our overall plan to improve commuting within the city of Kingston, but between Kingston and the adjoining parishes. Linked to two other major corridors, that is the Hagley Park Road and Marcus Garvey Drive, the Constant Spring Road literally connects our sea and airports to the tourism-dependent parishes of St. Mary and Portland.
The work will be done under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, and is expected to be completed within 18 months. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Honey, I really like this fridge.
Me too, but it's kind of big for our house, don't you think?
Come on, we can't afford it now. It's Christmas.
Yeah, but I have to pay for the energy after we buy it, so I would really like a fridge that meets our needs and has an energy saver sticker, so I can save money in the years to come.
Sweetie, you're so smart. Wait, look at this one. This works, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it matches our energy-saving stove. Always buy appliances that fit your needs and your budget. You'll save energy and money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.